This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Morning Run. I am Tan Chung Han. With me, Joyce Goh and Sharad Kutin, taking you all the way up to 10 a.m. right here on the Morning Run. Time now to look at the global markets. And with the latest out of Turkey, Recep Tayyip Erdogan has won the presidential elections. Now, this comes as Turkey's economic growth is at risk of overheating. At the same time, we've got the lira, you know, fighting back from record lows. So on the line now, we have Stephen Innes, head of trading in Asia Pacific for Owanda in Singapore. Good morning, Stephen. So here we have an Erdogan victory. Was this your base case?
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, that was pretty much what we had expected, although there was some concern that the opposition could make some inroads, but it looks like a fairly convincing win. Although the opposition did question the results, we don't have any precise details on that, but as far as the market's concerned right now, it's a victory for Erdogan, and the Turkish lira rallied roughly about around 1% early this morning.
So, Stephen, what are the implications on the lira here, you know, moving forward? I mean, it reached record lows against the USD in recent months.
I think the real issue here is the overall outlook towards emerging markets, and I don't think those prospects weigh great. The lira has continued to be one of the weaker links in the chain, and despite the fact we've had some aggressive monetary policy shifts, I think the market is looking at this more of somewhat of a relief rally, that one of the political risks is out of the way. Now they go back focusing on the bigger picture, which is the escalating global tensions around trade war. So I think, in my view, I think on the broader stroke here, I think all emerging markets are at risk if this trade war starts to get out of hand.
Stephen, maybe could we turn back to the Malaysian shores and look at the ringgit? OPEC, as well as non-OPEC countries, have agreed to raise output starting July. Do you think this will be a factor in the ringgit?
I think oil prices are always a factor. I think it does insulate the Malaysian ringgit somewhat from a lot of the external shocks that other regional currencies are undergoing right now, especially around the trade war, because let's face it, this is a great commodity to have as an export. So it does keep things in a great favor. But I think what we also have to concern ourselves is once the regional markets start going down, there's this propensity for capital outflows to accelerate. And this is a real big fear. We've seen a real outflow of capital from all the regional markets, and this tends to weigh negatively on every currency in the region. However, we've noticed that the Malaysian ringgit hasn't weakened off as greatly as some of its regional peers, and this is probably because of oil prices. But overall, you know, my risk barometers are remaining very, very negative in regional sentiment. It's going to take a real switch, probably on the trade front, and also for Malaysia, more on the fiscal front, more clarity on the fiscal front for foreign investors to actually re-engage with any strong conviction in the Malaysian markets.
Stephen, how much will oil prices influence the performance of the ringgit? I mean, vis-a-vis other global macro factors?
Yeah, you know, we have to be careful with oil prices, because as trade wars escalate, I also think this will be a negative driver on demand. We're seeing China as one of the major importers, and we look at the economic data coming out of China right now, and it looks to be, you know, somewhat susceptible. This is what really spurred the PBOC to make some reserve requirement adjustments over the weekend to provide some more cash for the markets to buffer the shocks that the markets are going through. You know, again, I'm looking at this more on a broader macro picture for regional risk. And I think all the currencies are under some pressure. I think there's two other factors beyond OPEC that we have to look at. One is the prospect of rising interest rates in the U.S. And really, the U.S. dollar's, you know, been holding up quite well, despite having a little bit of a wobble towards week's end. It's really been trading quite favorably. So this is really the big issue that local markets are very concerned with.
Now, Stephen, you've outlined, well, the balance between global macro factors versus domestic ones. Here in Malaysia, you ask for more clarity, at least on the fiscal front. What about in terms of monetary policy, though? Because we have seen the announcement of a new central bank governor, does that put you at ease somewhat?
Yeah, I think so. I think the market reacted quite favorably as we saw the ringgit improve on that announcement. I think what that reflects is status quo at the BNM, and this is a good thing. The market likes the status quo. As opposed to bringing an outsider in, I think having someone from the inner circles in the central bank coming up through the ranks, so to speak, is a very positive for the market's outlook.
So maintaining the status quo, does that mean come July 11th, OPR still standing pat?
I think it's the inflation. I think that's the main thing that the BNM are really focused on. Inflation has been a little bit running a little bit lower than expectation, although the CPI came out fairly much on market's expectations. I'm not anticipating any shift in monetary policy, although that was one of our focuses this year, is we were actually expecting another rate hike. And I think this is why some of the momentum behind the stronger ringgit has actually evaporated somewhat, because we're not expecting another rate hike well into the 29 cycle. And I believe that's, you know, a continuation of the status quo, a really strong fundamental approach towards inflation. And I think that's what the BNM are continuing to focus on.
Stephen, can you take a stock of the first half of the year compared to what markets expected at the onset of 2018? How things panned out?
Well, it's been really topsy-turvy year, as you can imagine, especially on the currencies. We've been whipsawed. Now, we came into this year expecting a stronger dollar narrative. That didn't happen. But then the stronger dollar narrative really emerged. I think, once again, we got into a situation where the market had really expected the ECB, you know, to take hold of the market and really point the direction towards higher interest rates. But they have become very, very dovish. I think there's a couple of factors that actually manifest into greater unexpected risk than we actually had thought. One is the political risk in Europe really took hold of the market, and it was just not from France or Germany. I mean, it was everywhere. We've got political risk emanating from everywhere, and as you know, we've just gone through this latest political wobble. It's all about migration, and this is the one thing that's very, very uncertain. There's this wave of populism spreading through Europe that's created a lot of uncertainty, and I think this reason is one of the primary reasons, along with a softer patch on the economic data front, that has kept the ECB on neutral. And if we look at globally, other central banks are adopting this very, very dovish tangent. And this was really much unexpected as we entered 2018.
Yeah, we've certainly had plenty to digest in the past 6 months. And Stephen, I'm sure you'll keep us posted and keep us updated going into the second half of 2018 as well. That was Stephen Innes, Head of Trading in Asia Pacific for Owanda in Singapore. We'll be back with more news and analysis right here on The Morning Run on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.